Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Snell Nation. And tonight is just a little bit of you can call it a slow jam. I was doing some notes and research for another episode. Well, two episodes I'm going to do tomorrow. And I was looking back at just some interesting moments that are encounters, I should say, I've had with, the term is troll is what is thrown around now. But it's happened quite a few times on different platforms. And I just was thinking about the timing of it and some of the things that were these individuals expressed and everything. And it just got me thinking. I thought, you know what? Why not just talk about it a little bit? I'm sure I'm not the only one who's had to deal with people like this. And a troll, because I had to look it up. I mean, I know what a troll is, but this is an internet troll. And it's defined as a person who starts flame wars or intentionally upsets people on the internet. This is typically done by posting inflammatory and aggressive, extraneous, or off-topic messages in an online community. So, I'll start from the most recent, and I'll save the one I felt was the most interesting for last. So, today, on LinkedIn, my account was just reinstated. I was restricted for sharing information, videos of doctors that were speaking on topics that existed, or presenting their position on topics that existed outside of the spectrum of approval or approved conversation. So apparently that got me hit, and it wasn't a warning. They gave me three strikes all in one hit and then just took me off for a little while. So I'm back on as of today, and it is June the 4th. The year of our Lord, 2021. And I go on, I start posting some different things. And I posted one meme just talking about the corporate restructuring and all these mergers we're seeing and how our media, these mass media conglomerates are consolidated, and how it puts so much power in the hands of so few. And it was engaging. People were throwing some different comments out there, expressing their opinions. It was very engaging. It was very interesting. And it was very respectful, I believe. And then out of nowhere, I had someone, some guy, go on a rant about, I guess, the pitfalls of marriage and asking me if I've read certain books from the manosphere. And I indulged for a second because I was curious, and I just asked for his list of books, and I saw the names, and some of them I am familiar with. I have read. And for whatever reason, he just kept pushing this thing about the evils of marriage and how men need to be saved from it. Young men need to be saved from it. Now, understand, this is all under a post that's about crony capitalism and our mainstream media, the control and the consolidation of power, all that stuff. I have no idea how this, it's like essentially, okay, I gave this guy a couple opportunities to save face, but I could see like, okay, this person is, I believe they fall in the troll category, and this person is trying to derail this conversation charging it. And hoping that someone will get frustrated, be it a man who may strongly agree with him or strongly disagree with him, or a woman who may think that his positions about marriage, are some sort of attack on the nuclear family concept, or take it very personal. And once that happens, it operates on momentum. It's like a snowball rolling down the hill, which is why you have to cut these things off immediately. So I responded back to the person in the comments, and I just essentially stated that, you know, my feelings on marriage, and I just stated, yes, there are some dangers in marriage. I mean, there are dangers when you ride your bike, when you fly in a plane, when you jump off of a out of a plane and skydiving. You know, there's risk to everything, and that the focus should always be on freedom of choice and ensuring that people have all the facts, all the information, so they can make a rational and informed decision. And it's not our place to dictate the way someone should live their life. You know, it should be just ensuring that people have the truth and then step back and let them do whatever they want. I mean, that's what they're going to do anyway. But sitting around getting angry and expressing so much, just animosity and frustration towards the institution of marriage, like you're launching some private war, is just ridiculous. And to try and jump on a completely different a conversation on a completely different topic and try to derail it, you know, by bringing up something that you know is highly charged, highly politicized, and has nothing to do with the topic whatsoever that's being discussed. You know, I saw that. Okay, this person's a troll, and no, you're out of here. So the second thing today, still LinkedIn. This one was I posted up the actual email I received from LinkedIn, just stating that my account was restricted and why, and it listed disinformation, misinformation, and there was something else. Another, they like to use a lot of these vague terms when it comes to their policies and guidelines, so it ensures they have an endless amount of ammunition to use on anyone that's speaking outside of the approved spectrum of opinion and conversation. But I decided to share that. And because I wanted people to see that, you know, Sir Thomas isn't just making this stuff up. Like, these are things that are actually happening. This high level of censorship and overreach is happening on all the social media platforms, you know, across the spectrum. And for those that are non-believers or think that, oh, well, that person was probably some crazy conspiracy theorist, you know, I decided to just be open and transparent as always and just put it up there. Hey, here's the email I got. There you go, guys. That's exactly why they decided to do this to me. And can anyone explain to me, like, is this justified? And it provided descriptions on the three posts that they felt was disinformation. And all the posts involved information that I shared, be it a video or an article or just a text, from actual medical professionals. But because their position didn't align with the approved narrative, it automatically fell within the realm of misinformation, disinformation. So I put that up there. A lot of great engagement, which was fantastic. But what I ended up getting was one or two people that popped up and they said, well, maybe you shouldn't spread misinformation and, you know, LinkedIn wouldn't have to step in and do. And I saw that. I'm like, where is this coming from? And one of the accounts, I went and I looked at it and I saw, like, okay, this person has like almost no people within their network. Okay, he has a picture. So, okay, that's a start, because a lot of times they won't. This person hasn't really engaged with anyone at all in weeks. So I looked at it and I thought, okay, should I engage this person? Okay, well, this person isn't in any real position of power or influence or tied to me in any way, shape, or form that's relevant. So, do I want to invest the time? No. So, I just went ahead and deleted the comment, blocked them. The second person had no picture, and it was kind of the same thing. They didn't have a lot in their profile, so then I thought, okay, this must be some sort of bot or someone who just strictly uses LinkedIn to just bounce around and try to antagonize, gaslight, poke people, you know, just anything, you know, create, you know, straw men out of any position they express on the site in hopes of just getting them agitated and emotionally activated so that they will commit themselves to an aggressive conversation that's guaranteed to get them kicked off the platform. And I've seen other people go down this road, and I try to jump in and try and give them a heads up. Hey, you know, just recommendation. Hey, you know, this person clearly isn't here to have a civil discussion. They're trying to antagonize you. It's obvious that they want this to become an aggressive conversation with cursing and just yelling and getting all loud and all excited, you know, standing on your table, punching your keys on your keyboard, which will guarantee you that you will violate their policies and guidelines on interactions and post, you know. So, yeah, I tell just steer away. So those two incidents that just happened today. Now, flashback to, it was August of last year. This is also LinkedIn. Now, this has happened on Facebook. Twitter is where I got my growing pains, where I learned this little game that people like to play, where they try to antagonize, or they'll pretend to be interested in the topic you want to discuss, but then they try to pull a 180 and try and charge the conversation, either get you to commit some sort of infraction or violation, or they'll get someone within the conversation stream to do that, and then that gives them the ability to then file a complaint saying that your content is hate speech or any other vague terminology that they like to throw around, they being a lot of these social media platforms and the trolls and bots that seem to roam around in them. But in this particular case, August 2020, highly charged time. Of course, we had all these social justice, racial justice nonsense with people just running around acting like a bunch of pack animals and crazy people over pretty much nothing. They get excited and they're going crazy. So, you know, I started posting just a lot of content on YouTube and some other social media platforms just talking about talking about slavery, talking about the nonsensical notion of reparations in 2020 during that time when that was one of the hot button topics. And then I talked about hate crimes, which everyone knows how I feel about that. I think the whole concept is just as ridiculous as hate speech. There's just crime, there's just speech. So you have this this discussion about hate crimes, and I laid out a chart that broke down the intersections of racially motivated crimes, and I focused on homicides. An individual who came out of nowhere stated that they were getting anti-Semitic vibes from my post, and I was completely bewildered by that statement. And I said, "Huh?" So I just asked the obvious question, like, what are you talking about? So this person first proceeded to tell me how they are Jewish, and they come from a Jewish family. That's their background, their heritage, all that good stuff. And I responded with, okay, that's cool. I don't understand where are we going with this? So she proceeded to tell me how I don't comment on the plight of the Jewish people enough in my post on LinkedIn, and I didn't focus on it enough in the post that I put up showing the chart because it focused on whites, blacks, I think Hispanics and Asians. And she pushed the issue. So I didn't apologize because I don't play that game. I don't apologize to the mob. I mean everything that I say, and I double down on it because I know that what I'm saying is based on the most relevant, most factual, most available information at that particular time when I make that statement. Now, yes, there's some flexibility. If new information is presented to me, I'm happy to shift my position once I review that information, but that was not the case here. So I stated, hey, I don't know what to tell you, but this is the information I'm discussing in this particular post. But if you would like to come on, because now at the time I was making more YouTube videos and short video clips on Twitter, and I invited that person to just come on, and I told her, hey, I'd be more than happy to discuss a lot of the recent attacks over the past few years that have come up involving Jewish victims. And this is something I've discussed, just some of the individual events that have happened. But I told her, hey, if you would like to discuss maybe a more general, like more like the view from 36,000 feet on this topic. We can go back 40 years, 50 years, however you'd like. I'll draw up the, I'll create the theme for the episode. We can go through and have an agenda, and I will give you the floor to deep dive into this as much as you would like. And it'll be an engaging conversation. I'll be right there for the ride. It's an opportunity where I may even be able to learn a little bit more, maybe about the Jewish faith or about the background of her family, that sort of thing. And after all that, she still was very aggressive, you know, very just talking about how she should report me. And I gave her one last chance because I'm all about second chances. Now, once you get to third chance, fourth chance, fifth chance, okay, now I'm just making a fool of myself at that point. So I just stated, hey, look, it's as simple as this. Like, I'm being civil here. You know, there's an opportunity where we can have a civil discussion and we can bring an audience in and we can talk about this stuff. But if you continue to try to, you know, verbally bash me into submission with these false claims and making these empty threats, you know, I have no choice but to delete the whole conversation and block you. And I just said, I'm giving you one last chance. You know, I'm trying to be respectful here. I don't really know you or anything like that other than what's on your profile here that I can see. So I can assume that you're an actual person and I'm not just talking to some animated algorithm, whatever. She was still very aggressive and I could see, okay, yep, you fall within that troll category. You're trying to gaslight and antagonize, and then you're taking a conversation that I felt was a relevant topic at that time. I was presenting information that was from a credible source, and it was having positive engagement from the community, and by that I mean engagement from thousands of people, and then you come out of nowhere, and it's completely irrational. It's somewhat irrelevant to the conversation because the whole conversation, it was more a general view of racially motivated crimes that intersect between different races. It's just the chart I used just didn't have Jewish people listed on it. But once I saw that, I said, yep, you are a troll. And I deleted the conversation and blocked the person. And it was just kind of interesting. And I know that I'm not the only person who's dealt with this where you're posting something, you know, and it's something that may not be mainstream. It may not be popular. You know, it may present some opinions that go against the grain or go against the waves. And all of a sudden you'll see someone just pop up and they'll make a statement that's just so blunt and in your face and so ignorant that you feel compelled, like, okay, I have to debate this person or I have to say something. You don't owe these people anything, nothing at all. And I highly encourage those, and I've said this plenty of times over the years, that when you see that you're dealing with someone who may lack the emotional and mental maturity to recognize different opinions and have a civil discussion and have meaningful dialogue, then you have to step away, because at that point you're wasting your time. And if it's face to face, you're putting yourself possibly in physical danger, because as we all know, you know, yes, we're people, we're very sophisticated, but we can be a bit primitive at times, especially when we're emotionally activated. And when someone has nothing more to give in a particular discussion or debate, it tends to turn into some form of physical aggression. And I saw this in 2020, the few times I had person-to-person conversations, and I could feel that I was presenting overwhelming evidence to support whatever my claim was or whatever my position was. They were backpedaling and they were grasping at straws. They had nothing. And if there was an audience or if there were a couple people around or whatever, and I see that they're getting excited or they stand up out of their chair, I stand up with them and I just say, hey, it's been great talking to you. You know, I think it's best that we just leave it here and let's just say we agree to disagree. And then I just exit the situation because it's unfortunate that we live in a time where people are so quick to resort to acts of physical aggression, acts of violence. I mean, we saw it all throughout 2020 and we're seeing it some more this year when some people feel they're put in a position where their entire way of life and all the ideologies and all their beliefs and everything is being questioned, or they're being forced to question their ideology, that they feel like they have no place to go. They feel like a rat in a corner, and they have to lash out and defend themselves and their way of life at all costs. And those are the people that can be incredibly dangerous. So, yes, this was meant to be somewhat lighthearted, just with some of the stories. But at the same time, I want it to be a cautionary tale for those out there. You know, please take the time to learn from the mistakes of others and the missteps. So hopefully you don't make those same missteps. And with that, you know, thank you for listening in. You know, please feel free to send me a message or drop me a review through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or through the Anchor app. If you'd like to add some more input, or if you'd like for me to talk a little bit more about the concept of trolls and a lot of these bots that seem to be floating around on all these social media platforms, I'm more than happy to elaborate even more. This was more of a off the cuff. You know, hey, it's 11 at night. I'm writing some notes down and figured, hey, you know what? Why not talk about it? So please, I'm not a hard man to find. Feel free to look me up. Snell Nation out.